You said call it acting. I've never heard anybody.
No, you don't do it anymore.
I think that was really among the what we used to do our recordings.
That's a rough sketch.
Kitchen was here in the hallway. I guess this is the bathroom. The second bedroom was back here.
Uh-huh.
And the dining room was over here and the family room across the back.
Uh-huh. What about
porch out front?
Mm-hmm. Porch out front. That's right. That's what that rough outline is.
Okay.
That's a wavy line, that's porch.
Well, I could have gone through that day.
All right, but now I got it outlined.
Did you ever see kitchens built different? I mean, like a kitchen built separate from the rest of the house?
Sure.
Yeah, up in Georgia.
With the dog run?
Did you ever see anything like that?
I was raised in a place like that.
Uh-huh. I have, where you'd have the
Hermitage, honey. You remember the dog trot going over to the kitchen?
But I mean,
that's old houses, so.
They have like a, it's a hallway, only there's no door here.
You know why it's done that way?
And what your bedrooms will be on one side and your living room and kitchen will be on the other side. Or maybe the living room and dining room will be there and then the kitchen will be off the back.
You know why it's done that way?
For fire or something?
Well, it's fire hazard for one thing, and keep the excess heat out of the house in the summertime. And actually, on the old dog, what we used to call a dog trot porch, that's between the kitchen and the rest of the house. There's always a breeze blowing through there for some unknown reason. But up in my country now, most all of the old houses are built that way.
Mm-hmm. What about the porches? Did you ever see your old-fashioned names for porches or see different kinds of porches built? Like maybe one that go around the side of the house or something?
Yeah, now you get down in say middle part of the
room. Let me make one remark here. I don't know whether she has controlled data or not. I don't know whether you want her to answer the questions. Or
she's never seen him. I can tell you that.
Uncle Charlie's house now in South Florida.
Well, the one
that he sold down in
had one that went around the front of the house. It was kind of
completely all the way around the house.
What would you call a porch like that? This just
I just call it a porch. I know.
Do you ever hear of a gallery?
A what?
Gallery or piazza?
Piazza? P-I-A-Z-Z-A.
Do you ever hear of that?
No.
A stoop.
And what about a porch on the second floor?
I've seen them, like over and around the land, they have some. But,
You wouldn't have a special name for them? Do you ever live in a house that had a fireplace in it?
No.
Do you know anything about have you ever been around a fireplace at all?
Oh, goodness. No, just new houses that we looked at. You know, I've seen them, but I don't believe I've ever known anybody that had one.
You know, on a fireplace, the thing that the smoke goes up through?
Chimney.
Okay.
Right.
What about the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace? Maybe it's made out of bricks or...
Hearth?
Uh-huh. And the thing that you set the wood on?
Oh, good.
Great.
No, that's with coal.
Andirons.
Do you ever hear of andirons or dog irons?
Yes.
At Aunt Lola's house.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Lola has a big fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What does she call those? Do you have a word for those?
I never thought of it, you know, not being around one myself.
Let's see how she has the wood box that she keeps...
got a word for it, Carl?
Now, if you'll cut that thing off, I'll tell you what my brother-in-law calls it.
No, his sister has a very modern house, and yet it's early American. You know, it has a lot of the old